Okay, we're holding on Chof Beis Amud Beis, going to Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're four lines from the wide lines. Omar Rav Huna, the end of the line. The end of the line. Omar Rav Huna. Kamo loy choli veloy magish. Gavra the Murray side. Very interesting Gemara. You know, when a person has siyato dishmayo, when Murray sayoy, he shouldn't be worried about bad things happening. It's like a very interesting thing. It's like you're on a roll. You're going good. It's going good. So I once heard from the Rosh Hashiva of Panovich, from Rabbi Pavarsky Shlita. He once said, it says, what was the posik? The posik says, Yivakish, Kisiv Sekoyin Shudas, Yivakish Toyer Mipiyu, Kimalach Hashem Tzavoko Yishu. So the Gemara Darshans, what does it mean, Kimalach Hashem Tzavoko Yishu? Imarav Doimala Malach Hashem, Yikabal Toyer Mipiyu. That means there's a prerequisite to be a marbitz teire is supposed to be that you're gemashim. He said that's really the drash of the pasuk. It's a drash, but the simple reading of the pasuk is kisiv seikoyin yishmerudas yivakish teire mipiyu ki malach. Malach doesn't mean a malach Hashem. Malach is also a connotation of a shliach. Malachim, it's shlichim. So then what's the pshat in the pasuk? Because he's a shliach. Bishleima, if you're supposed to check if he's a malach Hashem, if he has characteristics like an angel, then you could understand, you could figure it out. You do an investigation. But how do you know he's a shliach? Because he's a shliach. He said, if the person is having hatzlochi in his arbotzes ha-teireh, so that's a raya, he's a shliach, because the shliach is the koyach of the mishaleach. So kisiv se koin yishmeru da'az, yivakish toyer mipiyu ki malach Hashem zvokis. If you see this siyato dishmayo, so then it would be a raya. No, so now maybe the makor is this gemara. Kama loy choli veloy margish. Don't be nervous and anxious. Is gavra de more saya? What's the raya? Shol be'achas ve'olsoloi. Now it's a little bit of a tricky lotion of the Gemara. Ve'olsoloi means, and it got him, it bit him. He got the bed. He did one aveira. Where do we see that? Zokt Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Kama loy choli veloy magish gavra de morasai. Kama somuchu muftach vein tzorech lechalois velidoig mikol roa misha kodesh baruch hu ba'ozroi. Shere matzinu shol nich, the opposite. Shere matzinu shol nich shol ba'achas v'olso loy roa lekointzoi misa levatel malchusoi v'dovid nich shol b'shtayim veloy olso loy leroa. That when a person has it good, he won't have a bad oynish happen to him. The oynish is going to be, the oynish is only when it's the oynish. Yeah, I just wanted to be medayik the words of Rashi. If you want to be a lamdan, look at the words of Rashi when he talks about shol. Sheremotzinu shol nichshol ba'achas. What's the next word? Likoinsoi. What does knas always mean? Knas always means, by definition, more than the punishment. Kefel, the second payment, is a knas. Dalet vehe is a knas. So it looks like Shol was really not liable for a big punishment. His liability was what? A knas. Okay. Hello, also. Vosigishen. Shol ba'achas mayi. Which aveira of Shol that he had to be punished? Maise da'agog. That Shmuel left over Agog. by the story when he killed out Amaleki. And then he had to lose his malucha. Preg the Gemara side question. He got suspicious of the Noi Virakahanim being rebellious and supporting the rebellion. So maybe it's two Averis. So why are you telling me that by David he did two Averis and he didn't? And by Shaul he did one and he did. He had a second Avera. Zogdimoksiv. Right? Zogdimo Maisa Dagog. Ksiv Nihamti. Kihim lachti as Shaul the Melech. So even though that happened before Noiva Koyhanim, and he lost it, he lost his melucha from that day. So Gdimor, David, Bishtai, Maininu. What are the two averes that David did? One is Oirio, Zog Rashi. Oirio behasoso. We're going to see the hasoso. Rashi does not explain the Oirio, that he sent Uriah to go fight in order that he should choreograph that he gets Pasheva. And what's the second chet? Hasoso. Now this is, connects to our Gemara. So Rashi, what's Hasoso? Shehusis limnois es Yisroel besoif yomov vigoram lovoi aleihem dever. He did the Avera of counting. And what's the word hasosa? He was provoked, or he was talked into, like meloshin meisis umaydiach, and that's what he did. So, it's not clear who was meisis David. Some say in the posik hakodesh baruch hu bechoyd v'atzmai. So the Gemara voi ikenami meisa de bar sheva. The Gemara says it would be two averis. One is he choreographed the killing in war of Oiriah. And second was that he lived with Bathsheba while she was, right? Yeah, so there's a whole tumult, the Marshoah.
Yeah,
with others, he didn't really do that. Avera. Wasn't an Ashes-ish, and it was a get al Tanai. They were Magarish Beloy tonight, but it was definitely the veil of an Avera. Hoso, Ifru Mine. He got paid back for it. So you can't say he had this protection of the Siyata Dishmaya Dixiv, that Nosan Anovi gave him Musar, and he told him a marshal, Vezakivsu Yishalim Arbosai. So he had four Einshin. Yeled, the first child of Bathsheba from him died. Amnon, who was his bnoi, was killed through Avshalom, his other son. It was a civil war. Tamar, now there's a whole question. David HaMelech had a daughter, Tamar, could be from a Pelegesh or from a Yefas Toya. And it ended up she was coerced by Amnon. Va'avsholim, and that he had the rebellion of Avsholim. So he did get paid back for the mice of that, and for the other ones he didn't.
See that he
didn't. Oh, so he got four einshin for one Avera. And we said he did two Averas before, and he was in the clear. Let's be more liberal. Let's be more equitable. And take the four, put two of them on the two Averis before, and then we have no Raya from Shaul. Now, this guy, very interesting. It seems like in Masechtas Yuma, each Tosfos was written by different Balei Tosfos. And I'll prove it to you. So Tosfos, the top Tosfos, Tema, this kasha that we asked, Ay Lechiure, who said it was on these Averis? Maybe it was on another Aveira. Zokteisvis Teimo. Minolon deloy hava oisa piroyen nami bishviloy ria. We have other ones. So how do you say David bishnayim? Filoy also. Vieshloy mar mi deloy ksiv in that posik. Elo. Mesa kivsa yishalim. So it was als the kivsa, it was als Bathsheba. And not Oiriah, because he used the Lashon Nekeva of the Kivsa. V'oi diksiv arbosayim al avera achas dahainu gila aroyus. So therefore, somehow it's in the pasuk. Diatrevayu agila aroyus the beshava ve'ashmich dom neriya. Nenash b'yeler amnoim v'tomar v'afsholimim keim. Loi shilem arbosayim. Epsadiyak in the gemara of arbosayim. Now, fake the Gemara. Now, hold your finger on the Tosfos. And now we'll go to the next Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Ho, som nami ifru mine. Why are you telling me when he counted Klal Yisrael, he didn't get a punishment? Diksiv vayitein Hashem dever bi Yisrael me'aboy kevad eis moyed. So you see, there was a punishment for his counting. So the Gemara loy ifru mine. Fake the Gemara loy ifru me gufe. So that was only Klal Yisrael. He didn't get a punishment. Fake the Gemara sam nami loy ifru me gufe. With the mice of Bathsheba, it was only his children. Lie. Look, the Gemara loy ifru me gufe. He did get paid back. To Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shisha Chodashi, Nitzar Edovid, Uposh Mimenu Sanhedrin. Right? So we see that he did. Freik, Toisvis, Teimoli. Imkein, Shilem, Yoisem, Arbosoyim. Voi, Dilma, Maiden, it's Stare, Haino, Bishvil, Maisu, Dairia. Which we're asking like the same kasha like before. Tais is almost repeating his kasha. Just like we said before, Tais is just making a new kasha. Just like we said before, we asked the kasha would have been Ariyo, would have been that other Oynish, maybe it's this din. So why do we say David Bishtaim Veloy Osoloy? Inami imnit stara bishvil basheva, name of the Chadmi Inuch, the Yelet Amna Metom Ravshalot, bishvil Ariyo. I don't understand. Tosfos already took care of that because he said Arbasai Zog the Gemara Uminolam Bloy Nanjul Rivi Shloimar Midiksiv Oiso Harakta Bacher Bene Hamoim Vedashin and Peg Basic Kedushin Macher Bene Hamoim Umashaksis Imken Havale Tfeme Arbasai Tilm Lamlev Toma Bacharat Roshavale. And Tosfos goes through with Al Kaponim Alish Dayton Tosfos. Tosfos says this really should have been one Tosfos. Tosfos is asking the same question of Iria. Zog the Gemara. What are we saying? There were only two Averis and David HaMelech didn't get punished. V'omarav kibel David loshin hara. Tisanta Gemara. Where was he mekabel loshin hara? Yeah. So the Gemara, he was mekabel loshin hara when he ran away from Avshalom, and someone came to him and told him Shemipi Boishes was rebellious and he was supporting Avshalom, and he was mekabel es dvaro. So he said, and so he was mekabel loshin hara. I don't get this sold in.
Yeah, it's the game.
Kibul davar loshin hara.
True.
What does make a difference? True. Yeah. Shem Boish is Nishim
Shalayim. Yeah, because
and it's a love. I don't know. I don't know the klolim. I have to look in Chavetz Chaim.
Yeah,
if there would be, there was. So unless it wasn't the geyif for him that Nishim Boish did the thing. But did I say something down the bottom?
Yeah,
I was trying to see somebody to say this. So the Gemara Kishmuel da Omar loy kibel David Loshen Hore. So I see over here Rashi Masech to Shabbos that he didn't have to be Makabel. You could take action without being Makabel, and that would be Loshen Hore. You could take protective action and not be, I was looking if somebody, Zog di Gemore, Ula Rav Nami Doma Kibbe Lovish Ovoi, Ifru Minei, Doma Rav Yudoma Rav, Shosha Mori Dovid Lumi Bi Boishes, אמרתי אל תבצי ותחילוק וזה עשורי יוצא בסקול ואומר אלוהי רחובם וירובם יחלקו את המלכוס. So you got punished. Zog the Gemara.
The way this whole Gemara is some people get punished, some people don't. That's the normal question.
Yeah. I don't get what this whole swara of the Gemara, that loy also loy. What's this somebody who has siyata d'shmaya also loy?
That's the age old question. Why people get punished and
so. Yeah, so do your kasha is the marshal's kasha. The whole premise of this Gemara, v'chimash v'ponim yesh b'davar, has to be equal rights under the law. So how does one person, and for the Marsho, habo l'tayim Messiah noisai. Gavra de Messiah, dover ha-melech bo l'tayim v'hoida al-cheta v'kibol av-yisuf. V'lechein sayo u'loshu b'tshuva shleima. It's not mashma, but in the words of the Gemara. But Vur Sari answers that David, hoye meruba mamaisim toivim, v'shiroisav v'zimiroisav yoichichu, u'mikol tzoroisav hoye mezamer u'mishabeyach, hoye dovuk b'Hashem u'mekabel aro b'ahava. So therefore, that if you're always in the matzav, in the situation, the condition of praising Hashem, I could say maybe a pshat b'derech drush, like the Velt says when we say lemancha elikim chayim, zochenu lechayim elchavitz b'chayim lemancha elikim chayim. So we say it over here in the shul b'shem rav matus yod mashkiach. That's all that he said. When Moshul Mahadavadema, someone is in a Home Depot and he's waiting, there's long lines, and he's waiting to check out. And then someone has a lot of material and he goes to the front of the line and he moves out. He goes out quickly. So he says, it's not fair, how's he moving to the front of the line? He said, no, he is working for Home Depot and he's building more parts, an extension of the store. So he said, of course he doesn't wait online. He's not a customer. He's building the store. He said, if you come as a customer, Tashkem, and you're asking him for Bona Chaya Mazayda, so then the pshat is, you got to wait online and we have to evaluate you. Do you have enough to pay? When you're coming on the team of Hashem to be able to work for him, so what I need is for Kiddushim Shamayim. It's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then you don't get as evaluated, and not such a stickler, and we let you through. He said, that's what we say, Zochenu l'chayim, melech ovitz l'chayim, l'mancha l'ikim chayim. We want the chayim for you. So Mela, that's like a preamble for the whole davening on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur HaSeis Mitzvah. So I said, maybe, when David HaMelech, he was, sometimes you get a lifeline because you have other reasons that you have to live, not for yourself. So if you're giving smira, shiras, v'sishbachis, l'akodesh baruch hu, means your life is focused on that angle. So if it's focused on that angle, then it has a different ulai. Yeah.
It just so happens that we're talking about two malachim here. Maybe that's the David and Shaul. Maybe something on that line. We're talking about two kings here.
Yeah. So really, I saw that the Maritz Chayis in the back of the Gemara asks Akasha that there were other Averis that Shaul did. He asked like some sort of a Navi, a Goyish Navi, Ba'oiv, to tell him, and it says he got an Oynish. Zok the Maritz Chayis, a Mir de Gevorot. We're not talking here about the personal punishments, which I don't know how it fits in the words of the Gemara later, with Nitzara David, and maybe it does. We'll see in a second. He says the Kavona of the Gemara is also loy that it got Shaul for his Avera. The Maritz Chayim says, Hainu al inyan hasoris hamalchus mimenu umizaroi. There's two kinds of oinshin. There's an oinish that happens to a person, he did something else. There's also an oinish that it ruins somebody's legacy. That means there's a tremendous power of nitzchius that goes with the legacy, that gets perpetuated by legacy. So when Shaul did certain averes, it cut the malchus from Shaul and it went to David. David, even if he did get some einshim, but the einshim did not only temporarily was the malchus taken from him, and with Avshalom, with a rebellion, and then with Yeravam, and we're not talking about here einshim. We're talking about a cut in the legacy, right? So I said it's very good what the Gemara says when David was nitzara. So I said that's an einish. He got saras. That wasn't the einish. What was the einish? Look at the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says nitzara David who parshu heimenu Sanhedrin v'nistalke heimenu shchina. That was almost like a legacy kind of a thing. At that point, he couldn't be the full power of a melech. And therefore, that would be the thing. Zogti Gemara. You know, that's what you say by my father's Zechonu Levrachi story. Say over. Nekadi Sheshimcha Ba'olam, Kishem Shemagdish Moise B'Shmei Maroim. And then at the end of the Kiddush, you say, L'dar V'dar Nagid God Lecha. How do you have Kiddushim Shemayim like Malochim, Nekadi Shem Shemayim, Kishem Shemagdish Moise B'Shmei Maroim? How could a human being be by a Malach? Malach is Loilam Void. A human being is by definition finite. You know, the pshat is nekadosh shimcha ba'olam, kishem shemagdish moed shemor, l'dor v'dor nagid god lecho, ulenetzach nitzoch. The nitzchius comes if you create legacy, if you create hemshech, then it's perpetuated. So that's like this gather. Zog di gemara, ben shono shol b'molchoi. Is the definition of those words, the simple reading of the Pasuk in Shmuel, Perek Yud Gimel. Ben Shono Shol B'molchai. It sounds like he was 1 year old when he became a king. That's not Yitochit. Doesn't sound right.
The first year of his kingdom.
Oh, so therefore, the first year of Amarav Uneh. But there is some sort of a mashmoyis of a reading that he was a year old. So the Gemara, ki ben shona, shaloi toam tam chet. He was like a ben shona in that regard. The Welt says that the Rebbe Rabbinim of Gizog, the Rebbe Rabbinim said that you could learn things out, right? Yeah, you could learn things out from a child. From a little child, you learn. He never stays still when he's up. There's no Jesus that stays still. Everything is new. He said a few things. That's maybe the Ben Shono Lemolchai. So that's the Mashmoyis of the Ben Shono. So the Gemore, Maskiflo Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Maybe the buzzing is Ben Shono Shemeluchlich Betitu Vitzoya. That a child can't take care of himself. So maybe for the opposite, he was Meluchlich. So one said it, you know, this sounds like the first Rashi in Parshas Noach. Yeshadoshim Lignai, Yeshadoshim Lishvach. So we had these two people. One said it good, one said it bad. Why should I say it bad if I can say it good? Yeah. Yesh, the diak there in the Rashi is, Yesh meir aboyseinu shadoshim l'shvach, v'yesh doshim l'gnai. They used to say, when I was a kid, I remember hearing, somebody said, Yesh meir chachomim shadoshim l'shvach, t'nish chachomim zen doshim l'gnai. So in Yemore, after he said that, achivu alei Rav Nachman siyuta b'chomei. How do you read these words? It's not clear. Zog, it's not Rashi. Siyuta. Zog Rashi. Malache pachad mavilim hoisai. Maybe in his dream, he saw some bad malachim. Who said that? After that, after he said it, who was it? Rav Nachman. He had a bad dream. So to Reb Nachman, I chapt. I should not have spoken negatively on him. Omar nenesi lochem. Atzmois shol ben kish. So that's where it got me, that I spoke bad.
Why do you have to say that? Shol ben kish went this
wrong. Yeah. So the Marshal says that the it's interesting, Marshal. Where the Marshal is medayik, why did it say Atzmois Shol ben kish?
Right.
So the Marshal says when someone really does certain averis, it gets chokuk on his bones. Gets chokuk on his bones. As we look to Marshal. So, Atzmoy, so to Marshaw, Kivan Shiesh Lachshev Chet Godel. So, therefore, Mi Shiesh Biyodoy Kino Atzmoysov Nir Kovin. And I don't know, I have to look up to Marshaw if he's quoting it, because, hold on, this will be an interesting Marshaw. Let me just look at it. Chabez Amid Beis. Zog de Marshaw and the Chedushe Agodes. Atzomois near the knocker, Atzomois, Mishum the Esh Larsha, where Hate God of Mashal of Dove, Amin and Peg Shaw, call me Shibari Kina, Atzomois and Governor, Omen and Asim, Hamas Shomashal, because of Cain Haina dying, Kayomim, Vloim, Mekovim, Nitzad, Chov Dalin. Yeah, because I saw an interesting Loshan here. What does he say here? Iska Samuel Shakina, Marsha, Uvain Eliyahu, Beer, right, there's some other swarm, bring it from the right. So it's interesting,
Diuk. So what's the second time he had to say it?
So he said it, Atzmoy Shol Ben Kish. I would like to, first of all, we know also, why does it say Ben Kish? Suddenly in this whole Gemara, we're mentioning Shol's father. Well, we know, the Gemara tells us, Masechta Tasnida, the blood comes from the mother. The bones, the white of the eye, and the bones come from the father, and the neshama comes from, I think that's what the shloisha shutfim. So it comes out, the atzomois are from the father. That's why we mentioned kish, maybe, because you're attacking the bones of Shol, he's attacking you back. And that's what, there's also another thing, what is oimid be Tchis HaMeisim, the loose, the bone. The bones are what stay and they're going to come back. But Tchis HaMeisim. So maybe it's the bones. Choza!
So it wasn't enough for them to say.
Choda Choza Siyuta Bechalme. So what's the Choza?
Because it still wasn't enough.
Idoli. Omar, Nenesi Lochem Atzma Shol Ben Kish. Melech Yisrael. He had to give a praise. It wasn't enough.
Ben Kish.
It wasn't enough. That he just said, you didn't do bad, because it was also good. No, that he should have seen that whatever Shaul was doing, he was doing it with a good intention. So Mele...
All he had in air was that Melech Yisrael.
Right, he had to add. Right. Also ich steht die Gemore. Oh, sag die Gemore, oh, mach Rav Yehuda, mach Shmuel. Mipnei ma loy nimshcha malchus bei shol mipnei shola oye boy shum doifi. Tom Rabbi Yoyer, mishum Rabbi Shem ben Yitzhorek, ima midim panza la tzibo, elam ken kubi shol shchotzim, tlui aloi. Mea choyro, shim tosu erdai telov, I'm like, if you're too big, and you have too good of a yichus, so then...
It wasn't because of his averis, it's amazing. It wasn't because...
Oh, that's why he came, maybe. Yeah.
His mimshach, his machos was not mimshach because of the averus. It's because for a different reason. It's amazing.
No, because he couldn't stand up maybe to it, because he always had Hum Rav Yehuda Marav, Mibnei Ma Men Ashol, Mibnei Shemochal Al Kivo Yidoi. Shehenem Aruv Nevli Al Omru, Ma Yoshienu Zev Yivzuv Lo Yevilo Yimincha Vayik Gemachesh, Tzivay Al Nachesh Vayim Moini, You know, Yavesh Gil. This is like the Slabotki Gemore. You have to, sometimes it's not about you. You think you're being a nice guy, Mr. Nice Guy, but your position is sometimes, this could sometimes be abuse, sometimes not. You know, you have to give, you have to have both sides of the coin. Zogt Rashi, shelo yoyah boi shum doifi mishmocha, v'yizgoha malochem ayoytzim yizar al yisoel, aval David miruzam avim. Rashi, very interestingly, there's a little bit of connotation in Rashi. It's mashma that that's the reason David Amel, Shaul Amelach's Malucha didn't go to his children. Why didn't they go to his children? Because he didn't have the Kupa Shol Trotzim. But then it did go. It looks like Shaul himself had no problem. He was a Choshev Yid. Where it goes is in the Benon Shel Kedoshims, in the generations where they're not as big as Shaul. If they think they have total yichus to cover them, that they're going to get in trouble. That's why we couldn't give the malucha to Shaul's children. But if there's a little bit of a pagam, then it could go. So the Gemara, so let's see the next Rashi. Kupa shel shrotzim doim, nana shol lovely day dover shol lov nitum mena malchus. Mepnei mochal akvoidoi v'gila al'atzmo she'ene kedai limloi. You need that nature of toughness. I don't know what it is yet.
Omar Rabbi Yechonah Mishum. Given to
show
in the first place. He's not
for Shevet Yehuda. Right, it was somewhere we have to know that it was a Binyamin. Vamo Rabbi Yechla Mishum Rabbishum Ben Yitzarek Kol Talmud Chocha She'einoi noikem ve'einoi noiter Kenochosh Einoi Talmud Chocha. Unbelievable famous Gemara. So there's a famous Litvish Tere, Yeshivish Tere. What is this compass and this barometer of Kol Sheni Noikim Venoiter? Obviously, when he's supposed to. So, what's the pshat? So, the Litvish Mahalach is, like in the Shirei Das and the other places, they say because when a person acts b'chochma, thought out, every move he makes is thought out, so then he could be noikim v'noiter. They used to say over Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta had in his closet a special jacket. When he would get angry at one of his children did something wrong. You ever heard this? When Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, one of his children did something wrong, he had a special jacket in his closet. And when he wanted to give musr to his child, or hit him, or slap him, or tell him, he would say, okay, I have to go get my jacket, the special jacket. Go to the closet and he would put on his jacket. Why did he do that? Because the pshat is, when you act as a reaction to something, it's not you. It's like almost an instinctive reaction. It's not coming from the brain. It's coming from a different part of the brain, which is like instinct, emotions. When it's coming from intelligence, then it's different. So then you're going to meet it out on the right way, on as much as it should be, meted out. That's why he would calm. He forced himself to have to wait a minute, because that 1 minute makes a difference of what?
Right.
Of making it. When someone's noikim v'noiter, obviously we're talking about, he's noikim v'noiter when it's correct to do it. If someone cannot be noikim v'noiter, means the reason he's, even when he's doing good, he's doing his good emotionally and reactively, not thought out intelligently. So then he's ain't a Talmud Chacham. He didn't let the Chachma become part of his Mahus. He's still controlled by his emotions. So when you're controlled by your emotions, it's not good. Freik the Gemara v'oksiv, loisikeim v'loisita. Now what is the Gemara's kashya? I mean, obviously we were talking about a nekome that is correct and is right at that time. And for the Gemara, who b'mamayin who diksei. But in Tzara Guf, there is no such thing. I have no idea. Very shver Gemara. It doesn't stem with what I just said. Okay. So Gemara, the Tanya Ezi Nekima Ezi Netira. What is the word Nekama, revenge, and Netira is like some sort of protection? Nekima is Amar Loi Hashileini Magloch. Give me your scissors or whatever, your shears. Amar Loi Lav. Lamoch Amar Loi. The same person says back, Hashileini Kardumach. Lend me your axe. Amar Loi Eini Mashulcha Gedeo Shulei Shiltoni Zui Nekima. It's a maise of revenge. Veiz in the tira amar lei ashileni kardumech amar lei loy lemocha loy lemocha amar lei ashileni chalukech amar lei helech ve'eini kamoyscha shelo yisholtoni zui netira. What does he mean? Amar lei. What Reuven says to Shimon. Lend me your axe. Amar lei loy. Lemocha Shimon comes Reuven and shelo yisholtoni. Omar loy helich, take it. Ve'eni kamois chosheloy yishalta. Zuhi netira. Zok Rashi. Eini kamois chosheloy shomor beliboy. What does Rashi say? Shadovar shomor beliboy. He said it or he didn't say it?
He's still holding in a grudge inside. That's not good.
And that's why, because he said it. Is it not because he said it? That saying is just a symptom, yeah. Right? It's a raya. Shadovar shomar beliboy,
v'lo
yisichoy midaitoy. So Rashi says that the isin etiruhu, even if he doesn't say, he's over on the thing that is shomar beliboy.
Wow. Right. Where does Rashi know this?
Right, Rashi says Shadavar Shomar Baliba. I would have thought the pain is.
Because he said it, right?
Well, I mean, because you said it.
How does Rashi know this, right?
Yeah.
How does Rashi know this?
So it is in the Havas Chesed from the Chofetz Chaim. He has a whole arichas about it. So if you don't give it back to him the next time, yeah, it seems like it's worse on the sinner. Okay. So the Gemara Vitzara de Gufaloi. So what? This is immominous. You're not giving it. For Tanya Hanelovim Veinan Olvin Shoimim Cherposon Veinan Mishivin Oisin Meyahavo. So we see from there that someone who doesn't answer back, which is a tzar haguf, is achadim. Happens to be somebody called me yesterday that his daughter's getting engaged, and it took time for her to engage, and he said that when he called him, say, Mazel Tov, there was a relative of his who said that she was in high school, and 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and the teacher screamed at her. What goes on in high schools? It's unbelievable. Teacher screamed at her and he said, this class, I'm learning you, you're causing bad things, and I'm going to give bad information on you when it comes to Shaduchim. So the girl, can you imagine that? I mean, after all the Torah Masorah conventions, that's what, anyway, so. So the girl didn't answer back, and she had in mind that this girl should soon become a kala. She had her name. She had in mind. So she said, Hanelovim, Bishayman Chaposon, Einem Mishivim. They have a schus to be able to answer back. Leilom, Dinokit Leibelibe. That they're even on something on a Chaposon. So there is a din. So Rashi says, Dinokit. And for the Gemara, the Mefaisile, Umefayes. So Memele, there would be that din.
That's like we pass it and the comment and the tears only by mom?
Oh, I don't know. We have to go through this. What is this din? What is Naikam and Aita? Okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll try to go through this.